Last session, Senate Democrats failed to pass Healthy Wisconsin, their ambitious plan for universal medical coverage. Even so, State Representative Donna Seidel of Wausau still has the issue at the top of her legislative agenda.
More and more people are going without health care. Small businesses are begging and pleading for help because most small businesses in the state really do want to take care of their employees, but they simply can't because the costs are escalating.
Seidel's opponent in the 85th Assembly District, Jess Kafal, told a Wisconsin Public Radio forum that he's against anything resembling Healthy Wisconsin.
If this program wasn't in place, there'd be a mass exodus of employers just packing up their bags and leaving for another state, as well as a huge influx of people from adjoining states flocking into Wisconsin.
Kafal, a small businessman, says private health savings accounts are better than government mandates.
I believe that people should take a personal responsibility in their own health care and their health prevention. And we should be able to do this locally, that people should have choices of doctors they want to see.
But Seidel says high deductibles put health savings accounts out of the reach of most people.
The people that I talk to every day, they are struggling to put gas in their car and food on their table, would have an awfully tough time coming up with an extra $3,800.
In the 86th Assembly District, incumbent Republican Jerry Petruski of Stettin is also sounding the alarm against universal care.
If you look across the world at places that have some type of universal health care, you run into tremendous problems with things like waiting lists, rationing. There's a reason why people are coming to this country for health care.
Democratic challenger Nate Mischka blames partisanship in the legislature for blocking health care reform, and he accuses Petruski of being part of the problem.
Growing up, I was diagnosed as a type 1 juvenile diabetic at age 6. And so, you know, that experience has always kind of emphasized for me the need for affordable health care. But I think the bottom line is it's very hard to discuss this issue and come up with some kind of a compromise when you voted 100% of the time with your party leadership.
I think the reality is I have always been willing to work with anybody.
In the Abbotsford-based 86th Assembly District, Owen Mayor Tim Swigum, a Democrat, says health care is still the number one issue for local farmers.
The farmers are paying right now, most that I talk to, are paying $500 a month, $20,000 deductible. So they don't go to the doctor. They're not going to go to the doctor because they have to pay the first $20,000 out of their pocket. It's outrageous.
Swigum is trying to unseat Republican Scott Suter, who has been an outspoken opponent of Healthy Wisconsin.
Covers illegal aliens, covers abortions. It's a $15 billion payroll tax. It's the last thing the state needs is the government in charge of your health care.
None of that is included in the plan. I don't know where Scott Suter reads that, and the illegal aliens. I don't recall reading that in there either.
I've got a legislative council memorandum that says it covers illegal aliens. And I've got 50 questions that I asked Tim a long time ago. Please answer these questions.
Scott, you don't even speak to me. What do you mean you ask me? He won't even look at me in public.
50 questions, Tim.
Healthy Wisconsin was defeated on the state Senate floor. But judging from the debate that's raging in three central Wisconsin assembly districts, the subject will come up again next year. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.